Yarrow told KPCW he's played in Utah before when he was part of the legendary Peter, Paul, and Mary. He said individually he's also appeared at Snowbird. He said his show this weekend will include the familiar songs of his repertoire.
They tell the story of a great adventure, and they're still relevant. The concert, however, will include not only songs like Blowing in the Wind, If I Had a Hammer, Puff the Magic Dragon, Leaving on a Jet Plane, etc. I'll invite people to be singing with me, but it will also be a time for me to share some of the stories that I've experienced and bring people up to date in terms of the efforts of which I'm a part. I'm currently, for instance, working in the Middle East to bring peace using music, diplomacy. I'm very much in touch with John Kerry. I work with something called Operation Respect that indeed uses music to bring classrooms an environment of caring.
He said music devoted to peace and other social issues has made a difference in the past and today.
Peter, Paul, and Mary performed at the March on Washington in 1963. And look what's happened. We have an African-American president. African-Americans are part of society on a whole other level than was even thought possible. The war in Vietnam was ended. But now we face very serious challenges, particularly in terms of the environment. We need to gather our spirit together, and one of the ways that we can do that is by singing. This music, even though it's not at the top of the pop, so to speak, it still has an extraordinarily important place in society, in classrooms, in schools, in summer camps, churches, synagogues, mosques.
By the way, just to put that old urban legend to rest, Yarrow said Puff the Magic Dragon is not about drugs.
That's absurd, but, you know, you can't control where the ideas about these songs go. They named a gunship Puff the Magic Dragon in the Vietnam War that could put a bullet in every square foot of an area the size of a football field. In 1959, when I wrote the song with my friend Lenny Lipton, who was at Cornell with me, there was no marijuana on the East Coast. It took another couple of years. We just didn't have the information then to write a song about a dragon that had a subtext about drugs. So I assure you, that's not the case. You can be absolutely secure. You've heard it from Puff's daddy.
Yarrow's old partner, Mary Travers, died in 2009. He still plays occasionally with Paul Stuckey, but his partners these days also include his son and daughter. Not long ago, he said goodbye to another folk music legend.
Recently, we lost Pete Seeger. I was with him on the day that he passed, singing at his bedside many of the songs that I know were very special to him, along with his grandchildren and his daughter. It's time for us to be thankful for this legacy that passes on. And Mary, even though my voice doesn't sound like it right now, whenever I sing, she's in my voice as well. And you can hear her and the spirit of the group singing as well.
Peter Yarrow. The Friday and Saturday shows are both 8 p.m. For tickets or information, go to partcityshows.com or call the Egyptian Theater at 649-9371. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.